Germany charges four FinFisher executives. US Treasury targets North Korea's hacking groups. The White House nominates the next NSA and Cybercom chief. And an Israeli spyware vendor leaks its code on GitHub. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Campagnu and read by me, Caitlin Sori. Today is May 24th, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Thinkst, the makers of the much-loved Thinkst Canary. German prosecutors have charged four executives of the defunct spyware vendor FinFisher for failing to obtain export licenses. Officials say FinFisher created a front company in Bulgaria through which it sold its spyware to the Turkish government without obtaining the necessary licenses from German authorities. The company's spyware was used in 2017 to spy on the Turkish opposition parties, including current presidential candidate Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. German authorities started an investigation into the company after several freedom of the press and human rights organisations filed a criminal complaint against FinFisher in 2019. FinFisher's headquarters were raided in 2020 and the company went into bankruptcy in 2022. The Biden administration has nominated US Air Force Lieutenant General Timothy Hogg to lead the National Security Agency and the US Cyber Command. General Hogg will take over from General Paul Nakasone, who announced plans to step down by September this year. General Nakasone has held both positions since 2018 and initially wanted to leave last year, but was asked by the White House to remain for another year. Hogg is a Cybercom veteran, holding multiple positions at the agency already. He was also the inaugural head of the 16th Air Force, the branch's first cyber unit. The US Treasury Department has imposed fresh sanctions on organizations connected to the North Korean government's hacking programs. Two units of North Korea's Reconnaissance General Bureau are on the naughty list. The RGB is North Korea's primary intelligence bureau and is the main agency behind the country's cyber espionage and cyber thefts. Treasury also imposed sanctions on Pyongyang's University of Automation, a university in the country's capital that trains members of RGB's cyber units. The sanctions package also targets a private company named the Chinyong Information Technology Cooperation Company. US officials say North Korea uses this company as a front to send IT workers to countries like Russia and Laos to generate profits for the regime's weapons programs. Israeli spyware maker Quadream accidentally leaked the source code of its RAIN surveillance program via an exposed GitHub repository in 2020. The misconfigured repository contained the code for RAIN's admin panel, but not for any of Quadream's exploits or the RAIN spyware itself. The RAIN admin panel menu structure revealed the capabilities of the RAIN spyware, according to an analysis by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. The project says at the time of the leak, the RAIN spyware could only infect iOS systems and didn't support Android devices. The spyware could retrieve information from all major iOS apps, including instant messaging clients such as Signal, Viber, and Wickr. Quadream shuttered operations last month, days after Citizen Lab and Microsoft published an expose on its operations. The administrator of an online service that allowed cybercriminals to make calls and send SMS messages using spoofed identities has been sentenced to 13 years in prison in the UK. 35-year-old TJ Fletcher ran iSpoof, a website that had more than 59,000 registered users before it was taken down in an international law enforcement action in November of last year. Authorities say Fletcher made £2 million worth of Bitcoin from running the site. iSpoof has been linked to at least £100 million in losses across the world. A British man has been convicted of blackmail and unauthorized access to a computer network after he tried to hijack a ransomware payment from his employer. The incident is related to a February 2018 ransomware attack that hit an Oxford-based company where Ashley Lyles was working as an IT security analyst. UK officials say that after his employer got hit by a ransomware gang, Lyles abused his position in the company's IT staff to secretly log into his boss's email account and change the Bitcoin payment address shared by the attackers to his own address. Lyles also created an email address that was nearly identical to the attacker's address and pressured his employer to pay. The scheme collapsed when the company's security team noticed the unauthorized access to the executive's email, and a subsequent investigation tied the intrusions to Lyles' home IP address. Clearly not a master criminal, he is scheduled for sentencing in July. The Irish Data Protection Commission has fined US social media giant Meta 1.2 billion euros for GDPR violations. Officials say Meta illegally transferred the personal information of its EU users to the US without their approval. Besides the fine, the IDPC has ordered the company to cease transferring data across the Atlantic and to delete the illegally transferred user data from US systems within 6 months. It is the largest GDPR fine to date. Meta says it will appeal. A new phishing-as-a-service platform named Inferno Drainer has been linked to the theft of more than $5.9 million worth of cryptocurrency assets. According to Web3 security platform ScamSniffer, the service allows threat actors to create phishing pages for more than 220 cryptocurrency brands. ScamSniffer says that since it launched, Inferno Drainer has been linked to the thefts of more than 4,800 accounts. Cloud security firm Permiso has discovered a new threat actor targeting cloud infrastructure in order to deploy crypto mining tools. Named GoEvil, the group has been launching attacks since November 2021. The group typically gains entry to cloud environments via exposed credentials or vulnerable GitLab servers. It uses this initial access to elevate privileges and deploy an AWS EC2 instance that solely mines cryptocurrency for the group's profit. Permiso named the group GoEvil due to their preference for using hacking tools with a graphical user interface. Researchers say the group appears to operate from Indonesia. Researchers at ESET have discovered a new Android malware strain named RRAT. The malware can secretly record users through their microphones and search and steal local files. So far, the malware has only turned up in a single Android app that was available through the Play Store. The app was downloaded more than 50,000 times. Because of its limited spread and capabilities, ESET believes the malware may have been used as an espionage operation. Researchers say RRAT appears to be an evolution of an older open-source Android malware strain known as RMyth, which was used in previous years by the Transparent Tribe Group, also known as APT36, which is thought to be a Pakistani operation. Researchers at Fortinet have discovered a new malware strain deployed in attacks against targets in the Middle East. Named Winterpex, the malware has been used in attacks as far back as 2020. The malware was hidden inside a Windows kernel driver, and its primary function appears to establish persistence on a compromised system and then act as a backdoor, proxy, and shellcode executor. Fortinet says that 65% of its Winterpex detections came from Saudi Arabia, but the company didn't have sufficient evidence for conclusive attribution of the attacks. Russian security firm Kaspersky has uncovered a new APT group targeting government and diplomatic entities in the Middle East and South Asia. Named Golden Jackal, the group has been active since June 2019. Kaspersky says Golden Jackal uses its own .NET malware, which includes five malware families known as Jackal Control, Jackal Worm, Jackal Steal, Jackal Per Info, and Jackal Screen Watcher. The group has launched very few attacks and most of its victims have been government or diplomatic entities, suggesting its primary focus is cyber espionage. Abuse of the Supermailer newsletter sending app has exploded over the last 3 months. According to an email security firm Cofence, around 14% of phishing emails that land in user inboxes today have been sent using Supermailer. Cofence credited the app's appeal to phishing operators to its support for easy templates, multi-thread emailing capabilities, and its broad compatibility with the email systems. A team of academics has discovered multiple side channel attacks on ARM socks and GPUs, popular chipsets that are at the heart of Apple MacBooks, iPhones, and many modern smartphones. The attacks use software running on the device to adjust the chipset's power, temperature, and frequency. They then use the chip's internal sensors to infer and extract data. In one example, the research team says they use the JavaScript code to steal browsing histories and pixel screen layouts from Chrome and Safari, even when the devices had all known side-channel countermeasures enabled. The research is the latest in a long line of side-channel attacks that target dynamic voltage and frequency scaling, a power-saving feature in modern chipsets. Chips from Intel and AMDB have also been found vulnerable in the past. That's all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Thinxt, the makers of the much-loved Thinxt Canary. Find them at thinxt.com. That's T-H-I-N-K-S-T.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletters at risky.biz/subscribe.